Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 43, question 112. What does the ninth commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, wrest no one's words, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no one unheard or rashly, but that on pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice, and in all other affairs, I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth, also in so far as I can defend and promote my neighbor's good name. When we think about the Catechism's exposition of the Ninth Commandment, it's fairly clear, I think, that this is a commandment that our society, that we, living within the society, have a tremendous amount of difficulty with. Hopefully we do love, hopefully we speak honestly, hopefully we confess the truth. We've just confessed the theological truth, the truth about God, in the Apostles' Creed, but we're not always as quick to confess the truth when it pertains to everyday matters, especially if it would be something that inconveniences us or puts us in a bad light. Or then again, you can think about when it says, joining condemning no one unheard or rashly. Well, no doubt you've heard about these online outrage mobs where something happens and everybody piles on, everybody's commenting on the story, everybody's getting their licks in, very often before the paint has dried. And a lot of times, if you follow those stories, it turns out that what was originally reported was not, in fact, what happened, that what we were told happened and what actually happened are very far apart indeed. Well, there can be a fair amount of pressure to jump on those online bandwagons, but the Ninth Commandment calls on us not to join in condemning anyone unheard or rashly. You notice, it's not that we never condemn anyone or anything, it's that we do not do so rashly or without a hearing. So if you use social media at all, here's one very fruitful place to apply the Ninth Commandment. It doesn't matter how many of your friends, it doesn't matter how many of the important figures you follow are screaming their heads off, outraged over something. You can afford to wait until the facts become more clear. As a Christian, you are called upon to wait until the facts become more clear before you join whatever current outrage is being condemned and vilified online. And if people think that that means that you support that outrage, that's their problem. Then they're joining in condemning you rashly or unheard instead of waiting, instead of being judicious, instead of anticipating what needs to happen and for the truth to emerge. Well, when we think about the Ninth Commandment, I think we all realize that we have much need of the Lord's forgiveness.